Welcome to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. So, Roxana, this is the first foray into podcasting for you and for WellSpan. Why don't you talk a little bit about why we're here? What did you want to accomplish?
So we're introducing some really new and exciting plans for WellSpan's future. And I just think it's a really great way of reaching out to 20,000 people to be able to do podcasts, do things electronically, and have that conversation with employees in a way that people are used to doing nowadays.
Yeah, podcasts have been incredibly popular, and they keep growing in popularity. And so you're maybe envisioning people on the ride home listening to this, or maybe in the morning getting ready for work?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whenever people have a moment, and we're trying to keep the podcast short, you know, 10 minutes or so that people can listen to them at different times of the day or whenever they have a minute.
So what's your vision for this series?
My vision is to just highlight some really key ideas and concepts that we as teams can use to stay abreast of what's going on in our organization and how we continue to push WellSpan forward to meet our vision for 2025.
And there's a lot in that vision. I mean, this is obviously your folks have always been providing great healthcare and focused on quality and being patient focused and all of that. But there's a lot that needs to change and the folks need to think about too going forward.
Our new vision is really, we're seeing it as our North Star. And it's just so inspiring. I think the work that's been done in the vision is just fantastic. And it's really a trusted partner, reimagining healthcare, inspiring health. And every time I see or read that vision, I get inspired myself.
And why do you think it's time for a new vision?
You know, healthcare has changed so much the last few years, and we just really need to be on the forefront of that change. You know, WellSpan's a great organization. We've done such good work in South Central Pennsylvania, and we want to stay the leader here. And we think with new competitors and new changes in the market that to do that, we need a really inspiring, bold vision. And I think this vision definitely fits the bill.
Yeah, and we're going to break that down some going forward. But what's different about it than the current vision, do you think?
You know, our current vision is more like a paragraph of things that we thought we'd do together. It's just not as bold, not as aspirational. And I think this new vision could really unite our teams and our communities in a way we've never done before and create some excitement about our future.
So let's break it down a bit. You talked about being a trusted partner, and I've heard you talk about that in terms of creating loyal patients. Explain some of that.
Yeah, I think really creating loyal patients is what we want to try and do in the next 5 years. And so we might see ourselves as a trusted partner right now, but I would ask us to think about, are we a trusted partner in every way? Are we highly reliable in every way that we can be? Are we creating avenues for patients accessing our care in the way that they need to? And are we helping people be the best version of themselves?
And value is part of that, right?
Absolutely. Yes. I think what we're seeing now in the last 5 to 10 years is patients are really consumers in many ways. People often have to pay for more of their health care than they did 10 years ago, and they're looking for value, whatever that means to them. I think for us, we need to be highly aware of that and be thinking through, you know, how can we offer the highest value experience, quality, and affordability to our communities?
And a positive experience, too, on top of all that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think experience is probably one of the things that healthcare organizations have struggled with the most, and probably one of the areas of vulnerability where we all really need to put on our innovation hat and think through how do we do things completely differently.
You also talk about reimagining healthcare. That's a pretty broad idea. What are you talking about when you say that?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, how do we think through the way that we've delivered care in the past, you know, 25 to 30 years? How could we provide care in a completely different way? And I'll give you an example. One of the apps that we now use here at WellSpan is called Baby Scripts. And it's just a really unique experience for women who are pregnant and having a baby. You can download the app on your phone, and it actually takes the place of 4 separate prenatal appointments just by communicating with your care team on the app. You can provide your weight and your blood pressure, and you can actually stay at work and stay at home. You don't need to go to the doctor for those 4 appointments. That's completely different than anything that we've ever done before. We have about 4,000 women signed up for that now, and the experience has been fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the kind of innovation in a future program we'll talk about, creating a culture where people feel comfortable innovating, thinking of new ideas. And that's the sort of thing that can come from that, right?
I think there's really great opportunity with the technology and the digital platforms that we have these days that we didn't have 10 years ago that can really offer not only that simplified use, but also more affordable care. You know, when you're avoiding doctor's appointments and tests, you don't have to pay for those tests and those doctor's appointments. So we're really trying to, again, get at that value equation for people.
And Inspiring Health, finally, what's involved in Inspiring Health in your idea? This is talking about working with communities and people to be healthier?
Yeah, you know, I've always thought WellSpan's a unique organization ever since I first came to interview here, in that the mission of WellSpan really talks about improving the health of the community. And if you look at the missions of a lot of different healthcare organizations, you know, you might see that in a Kaiser Permanente or an Intermountain or a Geisinger, but you don't see that in a lot of healthcare organizations. And I think the idea that we're here to provide more than just sick care for people, that we are actually here to help people be the best version of themselves and to walk alongside them in that journey toward health is a great idea. And not only that, it's what happens here at WellSpan. We provide care across the continuum for all of our communities. And it's exciting to think about the things that we could do in partnership with our communities in the future if we really had a goal of inspiring health.
And so that would, I'm sure, lead to more thinking about prevention and wellness and the things in people's lives that they can change that happen outside a doctor's office.
Yeah, absolutely. As we know, people spend, you know, 80% of their time outside the doctor's office. So they're not with us very long. And so thinking about how those social aspects of health really impact patients and families and everyone in our community is such an important part now that we really need to be thinking about that as a healthcare organization and what's our impact on those social issues and how can we put forward the best platform for patients and families to be healthy.
So what are some of the ideas in your head along those lines?
Yeah, well, we've got some great community partnerships across all five of our counties. And three of the areas that WellSpan has really made a deep commitment to in community is housing, food insecurity, and the opioid epidemic, actually. And those three areas, we've gone really deep with our communities. So we are providing support for shelters, for transitional housing, to allow our patients and families to be able to be discharged from the hospital. And if they don't have a safe or reliable place to go, that they can go to one of those places to recover. That's been super. And we've also supported some food insecurity projects like the Gleaning Program through South Central Community Action Program. So lots of depth in what we're doing now. So instead of skimming the surface on these social determinants, we're really going deep.
So when employees think about this in terms of their own day-to-day work, how should they apply this lens to what they're doing?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, just kind of getting familiar with our new vision and thinking through, you know, in your area of responsibility, what could that vision mean? And how can we take our work a step further than what we've done before? So kind of goes back to that innovation comment that we talked about in one of our podcasts, too, about how we really want our employees to be thinking about new ways, new ideas, new thoughts for Inspiring Health. So I would put that challenge out there to our team members, all 20,000 of them, because we've got some amazingly smart, committed people in our organization who I think will just do a fantastic job at thinking through that.
And what do you think reimagining healthcare should mean for your patients and consumers?
I think it should mean that they can expect more from us, that they can expect something different, that they can expect a better experience, ease of use, and affordable care. I think it's really exciting, and I believe that that's the way that we're going to develop loyal patients.
So it's 2025, and you're looking back at what you've achieved, and what is WellSpan going to look like at that point?
Well, I sure hope our families and patients would say that they would never go anywhere else than WellSpan because we're so highly reliable in all of our processes, both our clinical care, our business processes, that we're easy to use, we have great access, and we're affordable.
And with competition in mind, which is obviously facing healthcare in every direction, how are you going to set yourself apart from competitors? And is it that formula that you just talked about you think that'll get you there?
Absolutely. And I do think having competitors makes us better. And we have some great competitors here in South Central Pennsylvania, really high quality organizations. And we want to exceed and lead those organizations. And that's a big challenge. But I think here at WellSpan, we can do that.
So we have to wrap up, I'm afraid to say, but what are some things you want people to walk away from thinking about?
I'd love them to walk away thinking about how do we become even more of a trusted partner than what we have been to our communities? How would they reimagine care in their own area? And how would they inspire health in their community? So each of our employees are working in different counties across our landscape. And I think it's really important to have that local feel to healthcare. So how would they inspire health there in their local community?
Well, Roxana, we're going to have to wrap it up there. You've been listening to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. Great to talk to you.